Posters are up and the knocking on the doors has begun. Elections to local councils and the European Parliament will take place on the same day, June 7th, a month from today, actually. This morning, we are going to focus on the role of councillors, what they do, what power they have and how their role has changed in recent years. Mark O'Driscoll reports.
It's very varied. It's very demanding. Huge time commitment required.
Sinead Maguire has been a Sligo County Councillor for the past 10 years and says the work of a local representative is wide and varied.
It ranged from the mundane roads. Housing, of course, has been a huge issue. I have a great interest in environment, so biodiversity, coastal erosion, water safety, broadband infrastructure, domestic violence, CAMHS reform, community facilities.
I'm Dr. A. Quinlivan, a senior lecturer in the Department of Government and Politics at University College Cork, and I'm also the director of the Centre for Local and Regional Governance.
Dr. Quinlivan agrees that a local councillor's role is diverse, but says it can broadly be divided into three categories.
One is a representational role where you're reflecting the interests of your local constituents. Second is a policy role, whether that's planning, housing, local roads, etc. And thirdly, there would be a scrutiny and oversight role in terms of holding the executive to account.
Fianna Fáil's Rina Donaghy has been a councillor in Donegal for 30 years and will retire in June. She says the role has changed massively during her time on the council, especially in recent years.
I think the public are expecting an awful lot more than what they did in years past. They expect you to be there when they need you. They expect you to sometimes maybe work miracles, which is not easy done. You do your best for everybody, and it's great when you do get a positive result. But the job has definitely got much more demanding, and people, I suppose, feel much more entitled than what they used to.
What do you mean by that, Rina?
It used to be that, you would do something for somebody and they would say, well, that's great to get that. Nowadays, people would say, well, I'm entitled to that. I should have had that. And maybe not as loyal as what they used to be either. You know, when you did something for somebody 10, 15 years ago, you would be assured of their vote more or less the next time around. That's not the case anymore. You could do something for somebody now and they may not vote for you in the next election at all.
Despite the demands placed on councillors, Dr. Quinlivan says what they can actually do for their constituents is limited.
I think the lack of powers in local government is a real problem. As highlighted by the Council of Europe in a recent report, the dead hand of centralisation continues to constrain local democracy. So councillors in reality have relatively few powers. This maybe forces councillors more into the representational role. And in that domain, perhaps citizens and the public have an inflated expectation of what their councillors can achieve for them.
I'm Paul Murphy, and I'm a journalist with the Meath Chronicle. I've been covering council meetings for the last 60 years. I've always advised councillors to do two terms and then get out before the electorate throws you out. I've known councillors who, they have mental breakdowns because they feel so rejected and dejected by the electorate.
One councillor who will be heeding Paul's golden rule is Sinead Maguire. She will not contest the local elections in June.
For somebody who has a young family, it takes a lot of scheduling to try and manage because no 2 weeks are the same. And for anybody who doesn't have an outside income, you are usually managing a second job as well, which I was. I was fortunate enough to be self-employed, but that also brings its demands of juggling two jobs as well as a busy family life.
The Fine Gael councillor says social media has also played a part in her decision to step back from public life.
I found there was a huge demand for me. It was almost a third job to advertise the work you were doing. Publicising all of your work was just a step too far.
However, despite the increasing demands that seem to be placed on the role of a local councillor today, Councillor Rina Donaghy says it is still one that is hugely rewarding.
Honestly, there's something that gets into your system when you're an elected representative. It's addictive. It really is. But as well as that, it's great to be able to represent your people. And you do get a great buzz whenever you're able to do something for somebody. And I have to say that although the work is wide and varied, it's very, very enjoyable.
Fianna Fáil councillor in Donegal, Rina Donaghy, ending that report by Mark O'Driscoll.